A 34-year-old high school social studies teacher in Tacoma got a big surprise, a national award for his work in the classroom. Nate Gibbs Bowling was called out yesterday in an assembly at Lincoln High School to receive a $25,000 Milken Educator Award. The foundation hands out up to 40 of these awards every year, and Mr. Bowling, as he's known by students, is the only teacher in Washington State to receive the prize this year. KUOW's Lisa Brooks chatted with Mr. Bowling just a few minutes after he won.
It was really overwhelming. I was actually complaining about having an assembly to my students. And so I said to the students, like, this is kind of a political assembly. It's not about you right now. It's about kind of what the school has done and what the district has done to improve graduation rates. And then when I got there and the assembly started, I became very surprised very quickly.
I understand that the award, the prize comes with $25,000. Is that settled in yet?
That's really crazy to me. Yeah, it does come with that check, and I'm really blown away by that.
I'm wondering if you can tell me why you think that you were given this award.
I don't know. You know, I'm part of a teaching team, and I'm able to have really great results with kids because I work with a dynamic group of young people, and I work with a dynamic and committed staff. And so, you know, if I could share this award with the English teacher who has my kids and the math teacher that has my kids, I would. I'm part of a team, and the team allows me to have high expectations. The team allows me to hold students more accountable. The team allows me to expect more from students because we're all in it together.
You do a lot of work with advanced placement students, as I understand it, and you do something having to do with a mock-up of Supreme Court cases. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. So I teach AP Government and Politics, but at my school, the advanced placement kids aren't the advanced placement kids. There's no tracking. All seniors in my program are in AP Government, whether they want to or not. And then so what we do is we spend a big chunk of the time looking at the institutions of government. So we do mock Congress simulation. We do a Supreme Court showdown where kids select a Supreme Court case. And then basically they have to explain to the other students and prove why their case is the most important case in American history. And then it's an elimination tournament, and so we end up with a title of most important case in American history.
What do you hope students take away from any and all of your classes every year?
I hope that students walk away from my classroom curious and engaged about the world. I want them to walk away seeing connections between the work they were doing in the classroom and the world outside. I want them to walk away from my classroom passionate about learning and being a lifelong learner. It's dumb to me to basically be as smart as you're ever going to be when you're 17 and never get smarter. I want them to be smarter every year going forward and want to pursue just intellectual development in life.
What are your professional goals?
I have my dream job. Like I teach in the city where I grew up. A lot of the students who I have are from the community that I live in. I'm doing what I feel like I was born to do. My professional goals basically are to get better at what I'm doing and to graduate all my kids on time and to make sure that my kids are ready for college. And so like the capstone for me, I know that when I've arrived is that when my replacement arrives in the building and the replacement's an ex-student of mine. That's my goal.
Nate Gibbs Bowling. Mr. Bowling teaches social studies at Tacoma's Lincoln High School. He told KUOW's Lisa Brooks about winning the Milken Educator Award this year, along with its unrestricted $25,000 prize. Lisa asked Mr. Bowling what he would do with the money. He didn't hesitate. He says it will go to pay off his student loans.